And I just wanted to welcome you to Slam Dance today.
Thank you very much.
This is a very exciting film festival and definitely something that's allowing people like yourself to bring about something new and novel and that's not trapped into that, you know, construct of other film festivals. What makes it so unique and singular for you as a filmmaker?
Well, I started the festival, so that
helps. Oh, there you go. I thought you were one of the film festivals. I can't see
well,
the cheat sheet.
Well, both. No. Right. I'm both. I am one of the co-founders of the festival, and then this year I also have a film in the festival, because Slam Dance is by filmmakers for filmmakers.
Exactly.
So in addition to the competition films, we always try to have a couple films by alumni, like myself, like my producer Barry. This year we have a film called Between Us. It's an adaptation of an off-Broadway play, and it stars Julia Stiles, Taye Diggs, Melissa George, and David Harbour. It's a kind of two couples yelling and throwing things at each other.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So it's really great for me because it's very emotional, because a lot of the cast and the crew and some of the scenes in the movie were developed in Park City at Slam Dance in the previous years.
Wow.
So for me, it's a real coming home. It's very emotional. Even though we've already played at 14 festivals in 7 countries, we won the Grand Jury Prize in Bahamas, but this is the most important for me. And because, you know, this is the institution I started, and a lot of people have said I should be institutionalized, so this is a good place to do it.
Great, that's really fascinating.
Must be incredibly gratifying to see your festival grown up like it is now.
It is, although I don't like to think of us as grown up at all. I mean, I'm in charge of the sledding competition, the sled off, which happens tomorrow, and the hot tub summit, which people think are...
Tickets to that.
Oh, yeah, no, great B-roll, by the way, for everyone. Yeah. Tomorrow is sled off at 3, hot tub at 6. I mean, seriously,
right.
The CNN crew should be there. They should be in the hot tub. And but people think those are kind of just frivolous things, but they're really there to build a community of filmmakers, to get people to hang out together. Literally, the sled off, you have to save each other's lives or else you go off the cliff. But even that, it's not so frivolous. I mean, 7 years ago, I was here with a broken leg, and I was in a wheelchair for about 6 months, and people, even my friends, dragged me up onto the mountain for the sled off. And that visual image stuck with me, so when I was making this film and I needed a catharsis for one of the characters, I drew from my own life, guy breaks his leg, and he goes in the wheelchair in the snow. So, I mean, literally, the DNA of Slam Dance is in my movie, whether it likes it or not. So Slam Dance is kind of has this great community of filmmakers, and it's almost like a secret society of people. I mean, even on this film, you know, when I was casting, I could call people like Lynn Shelton or Ben Zeitlin, you know, other alumni, and say, okay, how was this actor to work with? Or how was, you know, or talk to, you know, Chris Nolan and say, okay, how was this person? Or, you know, Rian Johnson, who directed Looper. I wanted his DP, Steve Yedlin, but he was shooting Looper, you know. But we have that connection because we're all Slam Dance people. So it's and no one in Hollywood knows about
Thank
it,
you very much for sharing.